Well, Patty, I guess you could say leave it to Beaver or something like
Something
that.
like that, right?
Today we're going to be talking about not Walter Matthau the Beaver, but
No.
Bucky
Bucky
the Beaver
Beaver.
in this episode of Travels with Delaney,
The podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back. My name's Patrick.
And I'm Patty.
And we are so glad you stopped by our little podcast here.
I feel like I should go.
Nice. I like that. Nice sound effect to go along with it.
Yeah.
So today, Patty, we are going to be talking about the, I guess, almost world famous Bucky's travel plazas.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about them in relationship to RVs.
Right.
And, you know, we're gonna deep dive into Bucky's.
Deep
But
dive.
Before we do that,
can we have Bucky nuggets?
Beaver nuggets.
Or beaver nuggets.
We don't have any beaver
darn
nuggets.
Darn it.
But anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Moving on.
So let's go ahead and get started with another episode of This or That.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know you don't have to do that. Jim has sound
effects.
Are you trying to put Jim out of a job or what?
No.
All right, let's get right into this. So I thought we would keep it topical.
All right.
So if you're at a Bucky's,
yes.
Which is more impressive?
Ooh.
The number of soda choices.
Yes.
Or the number of restrooms.
Well, as a female,
yes,
I'm going with the restrooms.
Really?
Because usually at rest areas and rest stops, there's just not enough of them. I don't understand what takes women so long.
In the bathroom?
So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going with number of restrooms. And
okay.
They are so clean. They actually have that knob on them like they do at...
Oh, vacant or
yeah,
available
that
or
That is so
or
helpful.
Taken, yeah.
Occupied or vacant.
Yeah.
And they're constantly in there cleaning the workers. And it's always just pleasant.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to be honest, though. The number of not just soda.
All kinds
choices,
of drinks.
Beverages in general.
Yeah, the beverages are
the
huge.
The beverage selection is massive.
I mean, between the coffee and the soda and the ices and... The
iced teas and...
And the hot cocoa and... You,
yeah.
It just...
Like,
so much choice.
Every flavor of soda...
You could think
You
of.
Could possibly think of. I mean, they have like pineapple and peach.
Oh, yeah.
And, so, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess that was a quick this or that, and
yeah.
It leads us right into today's discussion. So if you're not familiar with Bucky's...
Oh, my.
Bucky's originated in Texas.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
It is, and although the original Bucky's, I believe, was small.
Like a regular gas station.
They were like your normal 7-Eleven size.
I think we visited a few when we went to Texas.
We have. We've visited several Bucky's in Texas, including a few of the smaller
mm-hmm.
ones,
yeah,
which are still really nice.
They're nice. They just remind you of like a 7-Eleven.
But the Bucky's that are springing up all
Ooh,
across this country
are like an attraction.
They are. They are mega. And if you haven't been to a Bucky's, you should visit at some point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But today I wanted to focus specifically on, is it worth your time when you're hauling your RV to stop at
Bucky's?
So let's talk about the positives first
all right.
of Bucky's. Where
well,
do you
first
want to
thing
start?
I could think of is the number of gas pumps.
Yes. I mean, we are talking about 100 plus gas pumps
yes.
at most Bucky's.
Yep.
And here's the neat thing about Bucky's, I think, is they sell regular fuel
mm-hmm.
or, you know, like what we use, gas,
right.
gasoline, we'll call it. They also have diesel.
Yep.
What they don't have are semis in the lot.
They're not allowed in there.
No, absolutely no semis are allowed in a Bucky's parking lot.
We've seen before, what was it, St. Augustine?
St. Augustine, we actually watched a semi without its trailer in
yep.
tow be asked to leave the parking lot.
Right.
They don't mess around
No,
at Bucky's.
They don't.
So, and the reason I bring that up is only because, you know, you're not trying to maneuver with a lot of big rigs
right.
or 18-wheelers in
right.
the parking lot. They do allow RVs, though, you
right.
know, all RVs,
mm-hmm.
motorhomes, fifth
all
wheels,
sizes.
Travel trailers,
yeah.
Yeah, big and small.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing is their lots are nice and big.
So you can get around easily.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's one of those places where I don't mind pulling right in the center of all the gas
yeah.
pumps because there's plenty of room to maneuver
right.
even our fifth wheel.
Right.
So, yes, I would say that's actually one of the real pluses. And honestly, we find that their fuel prices tend to be some of the best
right.
around the area.
Right, reasonable.
Wherever you're, yeah, yeah.
Very reasonable.
So,
mm-hmm.
I would say the second thing that is a real plus, which you've already kind of alluded
sure.
to, are the restrooms at a Bucky's.
Oh, yeah. There's so, oh my gosh, the number of restrooms is I don't know how many. There's so many.
Yeah. It's not like your typical
no.
travel stop to where You know, there's only a handful of stalls, or the worst case scenario is where it's like a gas station we stop at and there's one men and one women's.
Yep.
And usually the men's moves along pretty good, but the women's, sometimes the lines can get long.
Well, and then just even the cleanliness of the restrooms and how many like sinks to wash your hands. And then I remember in the ladies, there was like a dryer option or the towel option, because sometimes, you know, you want one or the other, or you need a paper towel or something. And it's just not as stressful, like you're trying to wait. You can go in and get out quickly.
Yeah.
And you're not having to wait and wait and wait and wait.
And honestly, you know, when you think about why are you going to make a stop with your RV, fuel and use the restroom are probably the top two reasons.
Right. And I could think of one more reason after that for usually us.
Okay. And what is that?
Usually something to drink.
Something to drink. And we've already talked about the drink selection there.
Yeah. Because usually at some point, you know, I like to have a drink with ice. I don't like having like a bottled soda or something. And I don't drink a lot of soda either. But when we travel, sometimes I splurge. But I like something with ice. Like, they have good iced tea and you like. And then you can get the sweet or unsweet. And then they have lemonade. And then you have sodas and all the icy drinks and a coffee and hot choices like hot cocoa. And then they have all
the
things.
Even the condiment bar for coffee. I mean, the number of different creamers and milk options.
Sugar substitutes and you name it.
Yep.
Stirs and the caps for travel and the things you put in coffee so you don't burn your hand with those little cuffs. So they have all that stuff.
Right.
And it's always full. Like, you never have junk laying around, and there's always stuff you need quickly.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to add to the list.
Okay.
I think the other reason because especially us,
I can think of one more.
We really try to combine our
stops.
Like to do a lot of stuff in a stop, because usually if we're traveling, we have some place to be.
Yep. Usually it's
That is to get something to eat.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. You got to go. What do they call that? The roundup?
Where, so Bucky's actually smokes their own meats in-house, and they're known for their smoked brisket.
Yes.
And so they will bring out these whole briskets, and they will yell out, brisket on the board, and they will begin slicing and dicing and chopping.
Well, and when it's ready, like, they've made,
they ring a bell.
Yep. And they're so cute in there. They got like their, you know, bandanas and their cowboy hats and stuff. It's just cute.
Right.
It's very cute in there. And it's
like a center island where they do this. Mm-hmm. And then it will just be loaded with sandwiches that you can just grab, hot sandwiches. And so typically there's always sliced brisket, there's chopped brisket. But then they'll have other, they'll have pork sandwiches. I think they do chicken sandwiches. I think there's a smoked turkey
sandwich.
And then sausage on a stick.
Yeah. And then in the morning, morning hours, they have like breakfast burritos
and biscuits.
Brisket burritos and you name it. And biscuits and croissants and sandwiches and whatever. Right. And it's just fresh and hot. And my goodness, those.
And it's quick.
And those sandwiches are huge.
They are huge. And I just like the convenience.
It's quick.
We can go in, grab a, you know, use the restroom, grab a beverage, and then walk right up there and just grab the sandwiches we want and head straight to the checkout. Now, if you don't like any of those choices, though, this is the thing that we've never, ever even tried.
No, they have a
kiosk
order.
Where you order, and then you can get burgers, I think,
they have
and
other
chicken
things.
Tenders.
I haven't even looked at that.
And there you would place your order on a kiosk.
Yeah.
It sends it to the back, and then they call your number when your order's ready. But that's not all.
No.
We also have a bakery.
Yes.
Where we...
the kolaches.
The kolaches, both the savory and the sweet.
Are good.
And the cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
And the cookies and the muffins.
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
I know. Like, probably brownies.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of chocolate.
Yeah.
They have a whole island of fudge.
They do.
They make
different
their own fudges in-house.
And then, you know, that smell of those roasted...
Almonds, pecans,
and that smells good. And then don't forget, the first time we went in there, you were in awe with the jerky display.
Yeah. So you know how you go to like a grocery store and they have a case where like a meat case. If you've never been to a Bucky's, just imagine the meat counter at a grocery store.
All jerky.
All it is different kinds of beef jerky and turkey jerky and chicken. Or I don't know if there's
whatever.
Chicken,
it's just jerky.
Yeah. I think they say it's like 20 feet of jerky.
And I think some of it they make it, don't they?
I think so. Yeah. Because and then you can also, if you don't want to mess around with going to the counter and paying by the pound, they have the prepackaged stuff that you can just grab off of a wall.
Right.
So yeah, you have that. Then you have other areas where there's things like fresh salads and fruit cups and charcuterie cups and dessert cups.
Yeah,
and
fresh fruit cut up for you and all that stuff. Yogurt parfaits and all that stuff if you'd like that kind of stuff.
And if none of that tickles your fancy, they have like a little normal convenience store set up where you can get bags of chips and bag cookies.
And sweets and candies and stuff like that.
It's crazy. And, and unbelievably, that's not even everything that they sell at Bucky's.
No, because there's even like a little department store in there.
And I'm not sure if little is the right word because it's pretty good size.
It's got home goods and clothing and souvenirs. And it actually has a good, like, I don't know, I call it fancy hiking gear area. And it's just, it's like with your Columbia and your Under Armour. And it's just, it's awesome in there. It's
so
just amazing.
You can, and you know, we might, this might be where we start to lead into the negatives because if you're not careful, you can spend a lot of time.
And money.
You go in to use the restroom and get a soda, and $75 later.
Because everything, like even the little souvenir shirts are funny.
Oh, yeah.
And they're adorable. I have some that I wear at school for different holidays, like Christmas and Valentine's. And they're very well laid out.
Right.
They're very well organized and they're stocked with
And check out, even when they're really busy,
they are fast.
They move people on. Mm-hmm. They are well staffed. Now, one of the reasons I think Bucky's are so well staffed, they pay top dollar for employees.
Awesome. You always see their sign up thinking,
I know. Like $20 an hour to work at Bucky's or more. Yep. Because out at the pumps, they'll say, we are hiring and here's what we're paying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and don't forget, you could even get like out in the outdoor, kind of when you walk in the alcove. They have like outdoor furniture sometimes or grills.
Smokers.
And then the ice machines outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bucky's is the best place if you need
ice. Like for travel.
I don't know what it currently is, but I know a few years ago.
99 cents
a bag?
It was
like 99 cents for the big bag. It was crazy.
It was crazy talk.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah. So those are all the positives. Oh, and I should also add, if you find a Bucky's, they're always right by the highway.
That's an awesome, easy convenience.
Usually easy in, easy out. Yep. And that's a real plus when you are traveling with your RV.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
All right. So those are all the positives if you haven't been to Bucky's. Now, if you've been to Bucky's, my guess is you're thinking, yes, I know, and I want to go back to the Beaver Mecca.
Yeah.
And I will say, how many do you think we've been at?
A lot. I can't imagine.
I know. I can't even.
I know we've been in Florida. We've been in some in Texas.
Well, we've been to two in Florida.
Three or four in Texas, don't you think?
Oh, at least. I remember Texas we've been to.
Well, even the smaller
ones. Austin.
Down by Galveston and Houston. And
The smaller ones. And then, So I'm guessing close to 10 or 12.
And then there's Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia.
We haven't been to Tennessee
I don't know if we've been to that one
but
yet.
But we've been to the two in Georgia. We've been to.
The one in Kentucky, correct?
Yeah, we've been to the one in Kentucky multiple times. So yeah, we've been to a lot. Anyway. All right, so let's talk about why you might not stop at Bucky's while you're...
The crowd.
Yeah, honestly.
Sometimes it could be so packed that, like at Christmas, we couldn't find a pump. We couldn't really drive around too much because it was so packed and loaded. Because sometimes we park around the outside, usually after we fill up with gas and potty the pups real quick and then go in and get what we need and take turns and all that. We do everything in one stop. Couldn't even do that. We couldn't find any place. No. And one whole section they were adding those electric
car EV charging stations.
So one whole section of parking spaces at that location I remember was gone. And it was just, I think a lot of people on that day had went in, got their gas, and then left their vehicles and then went inside. And then there was just so many other people going every which way. It was just too crowded.
So
it can be massive crowd.
To kind of set the stage for you, the day was December 23rd, to be exact. And we got up, we would spend the night at the Cracker Barrel in Georgetown, Kentucky. And our first stop was the Bucky's in Richmond, Kentucky, about 30 minutes away. And so we were there by 7 a.m. because I think we pulled out at about 6:30.
That one was okay.
And that one was fine because it was 7 o'clock in the morning. There was lots of room. I pulled off to the side. You potted the puppies. I fueled, then I pulled off to the side, we potted puppies, and then went in, got us breakfast, and we hit the road.
Yep, easy.
And the plan was that when we were near the one near Adairsville, Georgia,
yep,
we would stop there and have lunch.
Right.
And when we got off the highway, we could see as we were coming over the highway on the bridge, like, boy, that place looks packed.
It looks packed.
And that was the one where there was not anywhere to fuel, like every pump.
And we're talking like there was lines 200 of people, pumps,
yeah,
150 pumps, something. And there were lines waiting to use the pump.
And so at that point, it was like, you know what? Let's see if we can just find a place to park and maybe the crowd will die. There was no place to park a big rig. Like every spot was taken.
It was full.
And so we ended up fighting our way. I say fighting because you just had to wait. There was just so much traffic and cars darting in and out. We ended up across the street at the Loves, which ironically was dead. And so we were able to pull in, get fuel.
Because there was another gentleman there with his rig, and he's like, I saw you going around over there. You didn't find a spot. We're like, no. He's like, neither did we.
and so we ended up being able to, they had parking spots there for RVs. And so then that day we would plan to hit three Buc-ee's.
Right.
And so the last one was going to be down near Perry, Georgia, where we thought, depending on the time of day, we were going to get some food. Even if we didn't eat it right then, we would just heat it up later.
Right.
And when we got to the one south of Atlanta, near Perry, Georgia, if you remember, we were able to pull in and fuel.
Right.
I did find a place.
You did.
With a little work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it took a little.
But there, again, was absolutely no place to park a big rig.
No.
And that was the one, I think, where part of the parking lot was under construction because they were putting in an EV charging station. And so. So on that particular day, now, granted, it was December 23rd. It was a Saturday.
It was
a heavy travel day.
Yep.
But that's something I think, and you're going to see that as Buc-ee's open. In
it's
new
just,
areas where people have never been to one, the crowds are massive.
Yep.
Like, you wouldn't, I mean, most people don't get excited about stopping at Speedway or 7-Eleven or Wawa or whatever is in your area.
Yep.
But when Buc-ee's comes to town,
it's
like
an
amusement park.
And
so that might be something. And the only reason you might say, why would you talk about Buc-ee's on your podcast? One, we know there's people that still have never been to Buc-ee's because we talk to people.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, if you're hauling an RV, we want you to be aware if you have that penciled in as a stop, it
may not be a stop.
Right. And you should plan I don't know how many of you plan your stops out, but we do with the fifth wheel. And so I had not planned any backups. Now, we got lucky when that
Loves was right across the street.
And then, like I said, because we were able to get fuel at the last one, And I don't think either of us were that hungry. And we said, well, we're fine. We've got snacks in the RV or whatever.
Okay.
But now I know that I may need to, if Buc-ee's is one of my planned stops and it's not like really early in the morning, we probably should have a backup plan.
Well, and if you remember, your aunt and uncle from Texas, you had helped them plan their route.
I had, and I told them how Buc-ee's were great because they had big lots and lots
so
of bumps.
And so after that happened to us, I remember you called him because they hadn't left yet or they were just leaving that day or whatever, and that you may have to have an ulterior plan.
Alternative plan, and so then
he was like, okay, and so they were able to do that. And we were able to help them because they...
And I think they had that issue. I think they stopped at a Buc-ee's or tried to and said they could... I don't even know if he pulled into lot.
I think he said he just decided not to pull in the lot.
Because there was another one across the street.
Yeah.
And we weren't smart enough just to go straight to Love's.
We wanted our brisket.
I know. I was so sad. Those brisket sandwiches are amazing. But no, I just thought it was something, you know, that you should be aware of.
Right.
You know, and when you talk about a place that has 100, 150, 200 gas
pumps. Easy peasy.
Exactly. And the lots are massive. Part of the problem sometimes is, and I will say this, I don't think Buc-ee's have designated RV parking.
And I wish that would be one thing we've talked about that they wish they had. Like certain areas, this is just for RVs and this is for your four-wheelers and...
Loves has dedicated RV.
And that doesn't
I don't know how many times
either.
We pulled in and there'll be a car in a long RV lane.
Yep.
And if you're wondering, like, well, wait a minute, you just said it's a good place to go with your RV, but they don't have parking. The thing is, Buc-ee's doesn't care if you pull into multiple spaces.
No, or around the outside.
Because the lot is just so big that on a normal day or early,
right,
you know,
it's not bad.
There's plenty of, mm-hmm. you'll see rigs all over the lot.
Oh, yeah.
But on days to where, like that particular day, yep. where it is just so many cars, and then you get these cars that, you know, and I guess it's not their fault. They just pull in where they can pull in.
Yep.
But there were places had cars not have been one and then another and three.
If they would have been like side by side and left some open
space.
Then
maybe we could have pulled in someplace.
That was also, there was some spots available, but the way the cars and trucks
had parked,
there wasn't room for us to pull both the rig and the truck.
I mean, I think there was, I remember at least two rigs that followed us across the street to Love. So
they agreed with us.
I bet Love's was very happy that day, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So we don't want to discourage you from going to Bucky's, because as you heard in the first part of this, it's awesome.
It's a great place.
It's a great place. And honestly, some of the cleanest restrooms you'll find.
And just, it's a clean place.
It's just clean and safe place.
Yeah.
Now, one final note. Bucky's does not allow overnight.
And that would have been nice. Yeah, they would.
But they do not. They do not. In fact, there was a video a couple years ago where Karen Nate from the YouTube channel.
To.
And they were shooting this video with the intent it was going to be 24 hours at Bucky's. They were going to eat all meals there. And by early evening, they went in and was talking to an employee, telling them what they were doing. They're like, you can't stay here.
Yeah, you
we
can't
do that.
We do
not allow overnight RV parking. Now, we have seen
people doing it.
Well, we think because their slides were out.
Because,
I mean, at 6:30 in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning.
It's kind of obvious.
It's obvious when your slide outs are out and your stabilizers are down.
Yeah.
So I you know, if tell me if I'm wrong in the show comments if you found a Bucky's that told you could spend the night.
Right.
But don't plan on it, because my understanding is that they don't want people overnighting. So,
right.
Great place. Wonderful employees. Just not a place to park.
And sometimes you see Bucky.
Sometimes you see Bucky, especially when it's around the grand opening. Here's my suggestion. When there's a grand opening,
don't go
as far away as possible. So.
It's like any store. Don't go.
Yeah, exactly.
Give it some time and then go.
So, all right. Well, this has been a fun episode.
I need some beaver nuggets.
I know. We need to get some beaver nuggets. Yeah, we didn't even talk about beaver nuggets. Mm. And oh, so many good things
good
there.
Good stuff.
I really don't need,
but good stuff.
As always, we need to thank our friend and producer, Mr. Jim Kuzman,
Jim,
who edits these podcasts for us, makes all the audio sound perfect.
Yep.
And couldn't do it without him. And we couldn't do it without you, because if nobody's listening, well,
then there's no podcast.
There's no podcast, because Patty and I can talk to each other without microphones.
Absolutely. So, but it is fun with a microphone.
It is fun with
a microphone.
You feel more
special.
And it's a lot more fun with having all of you tune in to listen to us
babble on.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, we'll see you.
On down the road.
Bye.
Travels with the lady. We'll see you on down the road.
I do love the beaver sound. Patty, are you part beaver?
Maybe.
Maybe.
We wanted our brisket.